Hey, it's February 10th. Welcome to the Pray Today Challenge. You know, we talked yesterday about God using us. We talked about making the most of every opportunity. And yet, I suspect that there are people out there who buy lies that keep them from making the most of every opportunity, from sharing God's goodness, from being a light for God. Here are just a few of the lies that Christians believe when it comes to them being able to make an impact on others for Jesus. I'm not good enough. How many times have you told yourself that? I'm not quite there yet. I'm not smart enough. I'm not talented enough. I can't speak smoothly enough. I don't know enough. How about this? I've done too much. I've sinned too much for God to use me. I've already destroyed my witness by past choices that I've made. You know, every one of the things that I just mentioned is completely contrary to what the Bible teaches us. These are lies of the enemy that keep us from being used by God. You know, you look at Paul, who wrote about 2/3 of the New Testament, and Paul so easily could have decided, after he had in the 9th chapter of Acts an encounter with the risen Lord, as many of us have, not a physical seeing of him, but a new life, a life changed. And Paul so easily could have disqualified himself by saying, I've done too much to persecute Christ. I've done too much to make him look bad. And God could never use me because of that. It's a good thing that that's not what God thought about Paul. And it's a good thing that that's not what Paul decided to allow to drive him away from sharing the gospel. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, this is Paul writing to his protege, Timothy. Paul is the mentor, and Timothy is the mentee. And in the 15th verse, he says something that is profound. He says this, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." Do you see the humility in Paul? You know, in some of Paul's earlier writings, I used to get quite upset because I felt that Paul was prideful and I felt that he had an arrogance about him. But in this book or letter that he wrote to his protege, he is making clear that he is a sinner, but that God is going to use him because he was willing. So what lie do you buy that keeps you from sharing the goodness of God with others? Maybe it's they'll reject me. Maybe it's that they will not want to be around me, or they will call me judgmental. I don't know what it is for you, but we all buy different lies. Would you pray about this with me this morning? God, I want to thank you that you don't disqualify any of us. I want to thank you that the lies of not being good enough or smart enough or that we've done too much are all lies that are from the enemy that you say are just that. They're lies. And Father, forgive us for believing those lies. I pray that in this moment, for the people that are praying this with me, they would remind themselves that God calls me worthy. And no matter what, he can use me. No matter where I've been, no matter how long I've been a Christian, no matter how much I've studied the Bible, God throughout history has used people who were just ordinary. So I pray that you would use us, that you would help us to recognize and to thwart the lies of the enemy. And may we see ourselves the way you see us. In Jesus' name, amen.